Log Talk Radio.
This is I'm your host tonight. We're listening to the Word of God coming from Genesis chapter 26. And we're going to talk about, and there was famine in the land. Amen. We just thank God for you all. I'm going to begin with prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for waking me up this morning and clothing me in my right mind and giving me all the activities of my limbs. I just give your name praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Father, for all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you, we adore you, and we thank you, reverence you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. You're just so worthy to be praised. And I thank you and I bless your holy name. You're just so awesomely worthy. Give your name praise, honor, and glory. We thank you as we go forward in tonight's broadcast that dealing with there was famine in the land. Amen. It was a great famine in the land in the time of Abram. And let me go ahead and find the event from my other system, and I'll be right back. Okay, here we are. I don't see it not coming up. Okay, another one. Find it. Okay. Okay, here it is. Don't have the right words, which is going to allow you to find things. All right, praise God and bless His holy name. We're here tonight, and the subject that we're talking about is coming from the book of Genesis, chapter 26, and there was famine in the land, amen, and there was famine in the land. Again, thank each and everyone for coming on to our radio broadcast. Yes, I'm Stephen Roberts. Thank you for signing in from Nassau here in Maryland. Praise God. Thank you so much. And now his son and son's married, and we just thank God for that. So let's turn with me to Genesis chapter 26, and we're reading from the King James version of the Holy Bible. And I just want to welcome you that are in Radio Land and also live streaming and listening to the sound of my voice. I've already prayed earlier, but I'll pray again by reading this first chapter, and we'll move on to the next chapter for the next 60 minutes. And there was famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, and unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed will I give all these countries. Amen. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham's voice obeyed the voice of God, and kept my charge, my commandments, and my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwell in Gerar, and the men of that place asked him of his wife, and he said, she is my sister, for he feared to say, she is my wife, lest that he, the men of the place, should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at the window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of a surety she is thy wife, and how sayest thou she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lightly have laid with thy wife, and thou shouldest be brought the guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that touched this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great, for he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great stores of servants. And the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Jeor and dwelled there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them at the death of Abraham. And he called their name after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Jeor did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they stove with him. Genesis chapter 26, verse 21. Greeting, Isaiah, God bless you. And they dig another well and stove for that also. And he called the name of it, verse 22. And he moved from thence and dig another well, and for that they stove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we did, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seeds for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched it, his tent there, and there Isaac's servant digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Jeor, and Hayuzat, one of his friends, the Philico, the chief captain of his army, and Isaac said unto them, wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and I have sent me and have sent me away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no harm, and we will have not touched thee. And as we had done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace, thou art now the blessed and the blessed of the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. They rose up bedtime in the morning and swear one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servant came and told him concerning the well which they did dig, and said unto him, we have found water. And he called in Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took his wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Beersheba, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah. God bless the reading of his holy words. So, again, thank you, Stevens, for hanging in there with me tonight as we continue through the Bible. My goal is to read the entire Holy Bible from Genesis to Revelation, one chapter at a time, one verse at a time, line upon line, precept upon precept. You know, I'll go back and start having discussions and so forth. And if you're interested in calling in to the live, in the live radio broadcast, you can do that. Our call-in number to our online radio broadcast is 1-347-539-5669. We broadcast the Word of God 24/7, 7 days a week, every hour on the hour. And I just thank God. It's a great vocation that we do. I do need other ministers and ministries to come to join us here at My King Service Radio and Television Broadcast and Network, so you can be on the platforms with me and join together as we, you know, help your ministry to grow and be empowered to do the work that God has called you to do. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I bless your holy name once again. Thank you, Father, for just hearing about the abundance, so many things that you bless us, even to this day. When we receive stuff, people try to take our stuff. When we give us more stuff, they try to take our stuff. And we see that this has happened in the past. There's no new things under the sun. But as you continue to bless us, Lord God, that you will give and make room for us, Lord God. So we'll have our own wells digged, and that's springing up with living water, Lord God, and having the overflow and the abundance for our children, and beyond. So we thank you, Father, for the legacy and the blessings of Abraham, the blessings of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Pour into us, Lord God, as we learn, Lord God, to be obedient to your word and to keep your word, Lord God, your judgments and your statutes, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the promises, the covenants that you've made unto our forefathers of old and even unto us today. We thank you. And to our generation and our children's children, to a 10,000 generation and even beyond that. We thank you so much, Lord God. Genesis chapter 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his oldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons and quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau, his son. And Esau went into the field and to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flocks and fetch for me from thence 2 good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loved. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, and he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go and fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she she put the skin of the kids of the goat upon his hand and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savor of meat to the and the bread which she had prepared into the hands of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, My father am I, who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn, and I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that my soul may bless, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Isaac, Esau, or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hand. So he blessed him, and he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may be blessed. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near me and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which your father has blessed. Therefore God gave thee a dew of the heavens, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nation bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee. And he came, and it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of his father, Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came from his hunting, and he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac, his father, said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that had taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou came, and have blessed him. Yea, and he said, and he shall be blessed. And when Isaac, and when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. And he said unto his father, bless me, even me also, my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety and taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him, and what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above, and by thy sword shalt thou live, and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off his neck. And Esau and hated Jacob because the blessings wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, does comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turns away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heath. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heath, such as there which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Amen. And Isaac called Jacob, and he blessed him. Genesis chapter 28. I'm reading from the book of Genesis, the first book of the Torah, written by Moses, of the in the heritage of the people. Amen. Blessed of the Lord. You know, like I said, I am going to read from Genesis to Revelation and not expound too much at this point because I want to get through, and it's quite a lot of reading. Just want to make sure we all can get the entire book in audio format. And if there are questions or comments, please write it in the comment section, and I will, you know, respond back to you after the broadcast and the streaming live session, and, you know, and then even take from those comments and put it into the next day's broadcast, the next night's broadcast. Tomorrow night, I'm going to take my one day of rest, so I won't be on Sunday night. The midnight praise will start back up the next night and continue until the Sabbath night, you know, which is Saturday, which is today. And I rest at the Sunday, day of Sunday. But it's just amazing because although I may be resting, the Church of the Living God keeps on moving forward with the Word of God. We broadcast every day, Monday through Sunday and back again, 7 days a week, starting at 6 a.m. in the morning with prayer, and we end with the midnight praise every hour on the hour. We're ministering God's word, and I thank God for all the countries that listen in on the World Wide Web, you know, downloading our broadcast, downloading some of our videos, and, you know, we're almost everywhere on every platform, like Facebook, you know, now this platform, thank God for it, we stream live, you know, and it's just so exciting that we're able to broadcast the Word of God in this, the 21st century. Amen. Praise God and bless His holy name. All right, now it says that I need to, okay, I gotta plug my phone in when I join. Oh, I gotta plug it in. Let's see if I can do this. Okay, 1 second. I gotta go online here and come on board. that's why it gets unmuted. Let's go with this. Genesis. Genesis. G-F-I-S. Genesis 26. Jesus, how did I do this? I think I lost my place, and I need to fix this. 1 second. Give me a moment. I'll be right back. See if I can find it on my manage event search. Events. Amen. Praise God. And there was a famine in the land. There was a famine. Not let me find it. Let's see how to either try to unjoin. There we go. Okay. All right. All right. So now we're moving into Genesis chapter 20. Genesis chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughter of Canaan. Arise and go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother, and God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessings of Abraham to thee and to thy seeds with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. And when Esau saw that Jacob had blessed Isaac had blessed Jacob, and he sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone from Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took upon unto the wife which he had Mahalalel, the daughters of Ishmael, Abraham's son, and the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, and went towards Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillars and laid down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and at the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou go, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stones that he had put for his pillars, and he set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at that time. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will make me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Amen. God bless the reading of his holy words. Amen. So we're looking at Genesis chapter 29. Genesis chapter 29. It's still saying I need to unmute. Something is wrong tonight. Hold on. I know I'm broadcasting on the radio, but the other online platform I'm not broadcasting on. It says I'm live, but I need to go in some seconds. Try this again. Find the event. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Invitation. In the beginning, we try searching. Day. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's see. Here it is. I found it. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen, Isaac, Isaiah Jr. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you. I don't know. Sometimes the system says I'm on, and then sometimes it says I'm not. I have to unmute and all this other stuff. So I think I'm fully loaded now. All right, so we're reading now Genesis chapter 29. Genesis chapter 29. Amen. And again, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. And it says, then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people and of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep laying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth, and thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran are we. And he said unto them, Know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, come with the sheep. And he said, Lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle shall be gathered together. Order ye the sheep, and go and feed them. Amen. Amen. And verse 8 said, And they said, We cannot until all the flocks are be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stones from the well's mouth and watered the flocks of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Surely thou art my bone of my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters, and the name of the eldest was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. And Jacob said unto Laban, Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the palace and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her in to him. And he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpha, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, What is it that thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then thou hast beguiled me? And Laban said, It must not be so done in our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her weeks, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, the wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel. And He loved also Rachel more than Leah and served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, and for he was surely, for she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my afflictions. Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son. And because the Lord has heard that I was hated, he had therefore given me this son also. And she upon his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore he called his name Judah and left barren. And now we're at Genesis chapter 30. Amen. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in God's stead? Who has withheld from thee the fruits of thy womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear unto me my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaiden, to wife, and Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God has judged me, and has also heard my voice, and has given me a son. Therefore call her his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling that I wrestle with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. And when Leah saw that she was left barren, she took Zilpha, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. And Zilpha, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop come, and she called his name Gad. And Zilpha, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in that the day of wheat harvest and found a mandrake in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband, and wouldest thou now take away my son's mandrake also? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrake. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, thou must go in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrake. And he laid with her that night. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob a 5th son. And Leah said, God has given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob as the 6th son. And Leah said, God has endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him 6 sons. And she called the name Zebulun. And afterward she bared a daughter and called her name Dana. And Diana, I'm sorry, verse 22, and God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away that I may go unto my own place and to be my country. And give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto me, knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me, for it was little which thou hast before I came, and it is now increased unto the multitude. And the Lord has blessed thee since my coming, and now when shall I prove for my own house also? And now when shall I provide for my own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flocks. I will pass through all thy flocks today, removing from thence all the speckled and the spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats. And of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, Genesis 30, verse 33. So shall my righteousness answer for me in times to come, when I shall come before thy face, everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, it might be according to thy words. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-stark and the spotted, and all the goats that were speckled and spotted, and everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar and the hazel and the chestnut tree and piled white stalks in them and made the white appear where was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had piled between the flocks in the gutter in the watering draught where the flocks came to drink, and they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, rings, stock, speckled and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the face of the flocks towards the ring stocks and all the brown in the flocks of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, wheresoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rod before the eyes of the cattle in the gutter, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban, and the stronger Jacob. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservant, and manservant, and camels, and asses. God bless the reading, his holy words. I want to thank each and everyone for tuning in to tonight's broadcast as we move into a new day, April the 2nd, 2023, as we continue in praises to our Lord God Almighty. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he give you peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding, as we keep our minds and our hearts stayed on him. God bless you, and I will see you not tomorrow night, later on today, but I'll see you the next night on April the 3rd as we go into the midnight praise, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and good night. Have a wonderful Sunday. Be blessed. This is Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams of Massey reading to you the Word of God. We'll pick back up on Genesis chapters 31. And he heard the word of Laban's son, said, saying, Jacob, has thou taken all away from my fathers? And of that which was our fathers, has he given all this glory? Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. We'll continue in the word of God. God bless you.